The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
In Jesus' name. What does the phrase, in Jesus' name, really mean? For many, it is something attached at the end of their prayer, out of habit. To others, it is a way to make their prayer request official, as if to guarantee that it will make it happen. And to some, it is associated with the authority of Jesus, as if it were Jesus actually doing it. Most of us know the words, in Jesus' name, is used many times in the New Testament. Let's get into God's Word to hear what He has to say about this practice. Examples where in Jesus' name is used include John 14, where Jesus Christ says, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And John 15, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you. Jesus was talking to the disciples about what to do after he was gone, John 16:22. And you now, therefore, have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time shall come when I will no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. Here are a few passages where the phrase, in Jesus' name, is not incorporated. The Lord's Prayer, for example, Matthew 6. When you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Mark 11, And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. A few years ago, I heard things that I chose to put into practice, incorporating two concepts into my life. It all started as I tried to wrap my head and heart around the verse found in the list of final instructions and benediction to the church in Thessalonica, found in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Wow. As I started to do that, attempting to keep my thoughts on God, I really enjoyed constantly communicating with Him by sharing as well as listening to Him. Well, reality was that thinking only about the Lord was constantly being interrupted by my brain focusing on the tasks at hand. Initially, my concern was that the world was interrupting my communion with God. Then, I realized that communicating with the Lord included everything. since the Holy Spirit resides within me. All of my thoughts and actions are in His presence. Well, now I'm doing my best to recognize that as a reality of my everyday life, practicing the presence of God. As for myself, in regards to prayer, I speak to God in a way similar to how I would be writing a letter to one of my parents or a dear friend, all the while knowing full well that He knows what is best for me and has a plan for my every heartbeat. God looks on your heart, so when you include the phrase, "In Jesus' name," don't just throw it in there as a good luck charm, like what Scripture describes as vain repetition. Because of what our Savior accomplished on the cross, the veil was torn in two. We can now step directly into the very presence of God based upon His grace and what Jesus purchased for us.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.